This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Less than 1 week out from Election Day, more than 750,000 ballots have been returned in Colorado for next week's midterm elections. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports the largest group is unaffiliated voters.
At 46%, unaffiliated voters represent nearly half of active voters in Colorado. And at the moment, they represent a little more than a third of submitted ballots, just slightly outpacing their 2018 midterm numbers. Meanwhile, registered Democrats and Republicans are lagging slightly behind 2018 turnout. By Wednesday, more than 886,000 ballots had been returned. But there's still a long way to go. More than 2.5 million Coloradans voted in the last midterm. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
And if we zoom into one particular race, the one between Republican Barb Kirkmeyer and Democrat Yadira Caraveo is within 2 points, according to the latest polls. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that is likely to drive up turnout in Colorado's new 8th congressional district.
Because this race is a toss-up, a lot of people I talked to were also excited because, you know, for a change, their vote matters. Because, you know, before redistricting, this was a solidly Republican seat.
That's CPR's Caitlin Kim. The Denver Film Festival is underway with more than 200 movies from around the world. Matthew Campbell is the artistic director.
The hidden gems of the festival is really, you know, my favorite part because those are the type of films that one might not be able to ever see again. Most of the large films, you know, the red carpets and whatnot, those will be released in theater in short order. But it's those hidden gems throughout the program that I really love highlighting.
The 45th edition of the Denver Film Festival runs for 2 weeks. This is CPR News and KRCC.